السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama e Kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept your sacrificing those July attractions and distractions and coming to the majlis of zikr to take the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Some of those attractions are such that they dislocate the joints of iman, and then even traction will not help. They actually dislocate the joints of iman. So many people have gone and they have never returned from some of the attractions. So we must make a lot of shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that he gave us the tawfiq of taking his mubarak name. I have mentioned many times that beautiful saying of Hazrat Maulana Aqeemuddin Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, that it is only in the name of Allah that you find the ah of the servants. All other religions, all other faiths, if you have to take the deities, the gods, you will never find the ah of the servant in the name. It is only Allah that the ah makes up 2/3 of Allah. When does a person say ah? When he is in distress, when he is in pain, that is when the person makes ah, with pain and distress. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is so loving that in his name he included the ah of the servants, that if you are in pain, if you are in distress, if you are in problem, if you are in difficulties, if you are going through any kind of trial in your life, then don't despair of my mercy. I am there to listen to you any part of the day or night, but provided you also do one thing, and that is be obedient to me. That is all. Allah Ta'ala says, be obedient to me and I am prepared to respond to your call. Allah Ta'ala responds, but the person has to also fulfill his side of the contract. Therefore in the Quran Sharif, many many places you will find, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. People who believed and they did amal-e-salih. Iman and amal-e-salih, these two things are required for all the promises that Allah Ta'ala has made to the believers. Iman and amal-e-salih, both are required. And then out of human weakness, some sins, some faults, some errors and some mistakes, then plenty of tawbah and istighfar is required. Simple and easy. Deen is not difficult. We make things difficult for ourselves. Otherwise, deen is not difficult. But if we create an environment of sin and vice and evil in our homes, in our businesses, in our lives, and then we say that deen is difficult, so then we have ourselves to blame for that. If deen was difficult, then so many millions of people would not have been able to practice upon deen. NP 36786, remove your cup. So with the relevance of this majlis, which is a majlis of zikr, therefore tonight I have chosen this poetry of Hazrat Maulana Aqeemuddin Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, which gives us the true meaning of zikr.
Ey mere khaliqe hayat, تیری خوشی ہے صد حیات،
اے میرے خالق حیات تیری خوشی ہے صد حیات آپ کی ناخوشی سے ہے میری حیات صد ممات He says, اے میرے خالق حیات Oh, he who has created my life تیری خوشی سے ہے صد حیات If you are happy, then I've got hundreds of lives in me. O Allah, who is the creator of my life, if you are happy with me, then it is as if I've got hundreds of lives. One life is not only in my body, but 100 lives. But if you are displeased with me, aap ki na khushi se hai, meri hayat sad mamat. If you are displeased with me, then my life is dead 100 times. Outwardly I may be singing, dancing, jumping, running, skipping, conducting business, marrying, doing everything. But in reality that life is not life with which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not happy and pleased. That person's life will never be life. It'll be just an existence, his passing time on the surface of this earth. And he will realize after that nasha has worn off, after that intoxication has worn off, or after that state of unconsciousness is gone upon death, then he will realize what that life was.
اے میرے خالق حیات تیری خوشی ہے صد حیات آپ کی ناخوشی سے ہے میری حیات صد ممات ذکر سے تیرے مل گئی دل کو ہمارے صد حیات دل ذکر سے تیرے مل گئی دل کو ہمارے صد حیات بلکہ تیرے ہی نام سے زندہ ہے ساری کائنات بلکہ تیرے ہی نام سے زندہ ہے ساری کائنات ذکر سے تیرے مل گئی دل کو ہمارے صد حیات O Allah, with your name, with the taking of your Mubarak name, with saying Allah, with the depths, from the depths of my heart, I got 100 lives. No, my Allah, not only that, the whole universe is existing because of your name. The day there will be nobody left on the surface of this earth to take your Mubarak name, then there will be no universe left. So not only I got life, not only my parents, my children, not only the trees, the waters of the ocean, the skies, the earth, the whole universe, everything has got life because there's somebody that's taking your name.
Zikr se tere mil gayi, dil ko hamare swad hayat, balke tere hi naam se, زندہ ہے ساری کائنات اے میرے خالق حیات تیری خوشی ہے صد حیات آپ کی ناخوشی سے ہے میری حیات صد ممات تیرے بغیر میں ہی کیا مردہ ہے ساری کائنات تیرے بغیر میں ہی کیا مردہ ہے ساری کائنات تیرے کرم سے حشر تک زندہ ہے ساری کائنات تیرے کرم سے حشر تک زندہ ہے ساری کائنات او اللہ تیرے بغیر میں ہی کیا not only myself, murda hai sari kainat. The whole universe is dead, every person is dead. There is no life in anything if you do not give life to it. We all know that the person sometimes is fit, he's healthy, everything is there. But if Allah Ta'ala decides that his soul must depart from his body, then all the doctors and the scientists of the world, and all the muftis and the qaris and the sufis and the amils and the alims and the wazifa people can sit there and try whatever they wish. But if Allah Ta'ala has decided that that life must end, then it will end. So he says, not only I, the whole universe is existing, O Allah, because you have given it life. Tere karam se hashr tak zinda hai sari kainat. Until the day of Qiyamah, the universe will remain in existence out of your ihsan, your fazal, your karam.
Tere baghair mein hi kya murda hai sari kainat. Tere karam se hashr tak zinda hai sari kainat. Ey mere khaliqe hayat, teri khushi hai sad hayat. Aapki na khushi se hai meri hayat sad mamat. Shams o qamar ki roshni adna si beek hai teri. Shams o qamar ki roshni adna si beek hai teri. Rooh mein tere noor se kitne hai maahe kainat. Shams o qamar ki roshni adna si beek hai teri. Rooh mein tere noor se kitne hai maahe kainat. Oh my beloved Allah, shams o qamar, the sun and the moon, the light that they throw and they illuminate the earth, it is just a minute portion of that ni'mat of yours that you gave it some light. It is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who gave it some light. In fact, the moon does not even have a light of its own. Whatever its shine it gives, it is because of the sun. So the moon draws from the sun, and the sun, it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's creation which is giving light. If Allah Ta'ala can give one sun which gives so much of light, then he says how much of light there must be in the heart of that person in whose heart your nur has come in. With zikr, with tilawat, with ibadat, with obedience to you, O my beloved Allah, and with obedience to Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when that nur fills up in the heart of your awliya, O Allah, what kind of a heart that must be. What kind of hearts those must be? What kind of light must be coming into those hearts? Allah Ta'ala does not expose that light, because then everybody will start believing. The nur of that Allah Ta'ala gives to the awliya-i kiram in their hearts. Because we don't have it, therefore we don't even know what it is all about. So he says, if shams o qamar, if that can give so much of light, how much of light must be in the hearts? Therefore it is said, apne dil ko kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de. Apne dil ko kisi jalte huye dil ke qareeb kar de. Ye aag lagti nahi hai, lagai jati hai. Bring your hearts closer to the hearts of those people whose hearts are already burning with the fire of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, because it catches on. The fire is put on. It does not just come on like that. Which today we consider as insignificant, the sohbat of the saliheen. Shams o qamar ki roshni adna si beek hai teri. Rooh mein tere noor se kitne hai maahe kainat. Ay mere khaliqe hayat, teri khushi hai sad hayat. Aapki na khushi se hai
meri hayat sad mamat. Nafs ka jo ghulam hai, gharq hai wo gunah mein. Nafs ka jo ghulam hai, gharq hai wo gunah mein. Kyun na kahun ke zindagi kitni hai uski wahiyat. Kyun na kahun ke zindagi kitni hai uski wahiyat. Nafs ka jo ghulam hai, gharq hai wo gunah mein. Whoever has become the slave of his nafs, of his passions, of his desires, whoever has become the slave of nafs and shaitan, then he is drowning in the ocean of sins. Then he will drown in the ocean of sins. There is no doubt about that. Because a person has become the slave of nafs. So nafs is going to draw him to adultery. It's going to pull him to fornication. It's going to pull it to zina, to casinos. It's going to pull this person to the clubs and raves, and to the cinemas and the theaters. And any sin that is on the earth you can think of, it is nafs that pulls the person towards that. So if you're going to become the slave of nafs, he says, then you will drown in the ocean of sins. Then it will become very difficult after that. People will say, I want to come out, but it will become more and more difficult. The more he will become the slave of nafs, the more difficult it will be to come out. A person hasn't committed sins, he hasn't seen what a cinema looks like, he hasn't seen a porn movie, he hasn't read any filthy magazine. Now that person, if he went a little offbeat and off track, it is easier for that person to come back, because he hasn't had the taste and the enjoyment of sins. So it will be easier for that person to come back. But that person who has already had the enjoyment of sins, he'll have to make a lot of mujahada before he comes out. Because now he has already had the enjoyment of sins. But inshallah, if this person makes mujahada, Allah Ta'ala will give him qawi noor also in his heart. The more the mujahada, the more the mushahada. The stronger the person becomes against nafs and shaitan, because he has been drowning now in the ocean, so he has to battle to get out from there. And the more he battles and struggles and he makes it out, he comes out from there, the more the mushahada of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the more the noor of taqwa will come in his heart. And the more the enjoyment this person is going to get, provided he does not become like that worm that I said, that keeps returning to that stool after having come out of that stool.
Nafs ka jo ghulam hai, gharq hai wo gunah mein. Kyun na kahun ke zindagi kitni hai uski wahiyat. Ay mere khaliq-e hayat, teri khushi hai sad hayat. Aapki na khushi se hai meri hayat sad mamat. Uska sukoon chin gaya, kitni hai talkhiye hayat. Uska sukoon chin gaya, kitni hai talkhiye hayat. Jisne chakhe hai dosto, fani buto ke nam kiyat. Jisne chakhe hai dosto, fani buto ke nam kiyat. Ay mere khaliq-e hayat, teri khushi hai sad hayat. Aapki na khushi se hai meri hayat sad mamat.
Unka sukoon chin gaya, kitni hai talqi ye hayat. The person's sukoon, tranquility of the heart, the serenity, the joy, the peace, the comfort is snatched away the moment the person gets involved in illicit love relationships. Illicit love relationships, this is what it is going to do. It's going to snatch away the person's sukoon from the heart. The person's life becomes bitter, but it's just that because he's in an intoxicated state, he cannot taste anything right. Nothing is tasting right. If a snake has to bite a person, there are certain snakes when they bite the person, then after that, anything that is bitter does not taste bitter. It does not taste bitter. So therefore the Hakim keeps on giving that person something that is bitter and keeps asking him, now after this medication, after this treatment, now is this tasting bitter? When that person says, yes, now it's tasting bitter, he says, now your mizaj is right. So when the bitter starts tasting bitter, then we must understand the person is now better. Allah's fazal sometimes he puts. That when the bitter starts tasting bitter, then we know that that person's mizaj is now better. In other words, when sins start tasting bitter to this person, then that time we will say that the mizaj of this mu'min is now right. Until the sins taste sweet to this person, then it means that his mizaj is not right. His iman, there's a weakness in it. Now we must all x-ray ourselves and see whether we enjoy sins or it tastes bitter.
Uska sukoon chin gaya, kitni hai talkhi ye hayat, jisne chakhe hai dosto, fani buton ke namkiyat.
And it's no secret, everybody knows how much of stories we are listening to, of how the person's whole life gets completely ruined. How many cases at the courts people are suing, this person's child, that I bore. And I mean, I want so much, so many millions. And sometimes it is some other thing, and then murders and killings and suicides and intoxication and drugs they have to take to go into a high to get out of all those problems. Why spoil our lives? Look at the peace and the sukoon that you find when you are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Enjoy the good ni'mats of life. Allah Ta'ala hasn't prohibited. Eat well, drink well, sleep well, wear good clothes, everything within Sharia limits. Enjoy the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Just stay away from this haram because it is for our own good. It will bring peace into our lives.
Toba kare gunah se, lekin ho sidqe dil se bhi. Toba kare gunah se, lekin ho sidqe dil se bhi. Hashr mein honge faizun, bibiyan hongi faizat. Toba kare gunah se, lekin ho sidq dil se bhi. Hashr mein honge faizun, bibiyan hongi faizat.
Make tawbah with complete sincerity. Make tawbah. Allah Ta'ala has kept the doors of tawbah open.
Zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yun hi lagaye ja. Zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yun hi lagaye ja. Qudrat-e zul jalal mein kya nahi dil yun hi lagaye ja.
He says, Zarbe kisi ke naam ki lagaye ja. Keep on taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
Khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar. Khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar. Tu to bas apna kaam kar, yani sada lagaye ja.
Don't wait for the door to open. You keep knocking at the door. Someday the door will open. If a person keeps knocking at the door, then you say, alright, just open and ask that person, what does he want? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will, when he'll open the door, he'll open it full. There'll be no such thing as little to check that if there's a burglar there. Allah Ta'ala is not going to be scared of any burglars. When he will open the door, it will open full.
Baithega chain se agar, kaam ke kya rahenge par, gona nikal sake magar, pinjre mein par padaye ja.
Allah has given us wings. He says, you've got wings. You have been enclosed. You have been encaged. Now in the cage, if you're going to just sit, nothing will happen. Keep on flapping your wings. Somebody passing by may say, now this thing is suffering inside. Open the cage and let it get out.
Toba kare gunah se, lekin ho sidqe dil se bhi, hashr mein honge faizu, bibiya hongi faizat.
Then on Qiyamah day, the men will be successful, the women will be successful, the children will be successful, happy, pleased. They will get victory. They will get entry into Jannat. Just that little effort for a few years in this world. And the effort also is not for anyone else's benefit. It's for our own sukoon, for our own peace, for our own comfort.
He to khoda se dur dur, lekin zuban pe hai zarur. He to khoda se dur dur, lekin zuban pe hai zarur. Dawa ilm e arziyat, dawa ilm e falkiyat.
Person is far, far away from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The person claims that he's got the knowledge of the heavens and the earth and all the mysteries of whatever is happening around. He knows everything, making a lot of dawah. But he's far away from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Just on the tongue there is the name of Allah, but it's not in the heart. But the moment it comes into the heart, then see what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does to that heart.
Jisko khuda ne bakhsh di lazzat-e-zikr fazl se, jisko khuda ne bakhsh di lazzat-e-zikr fazl se, akhtar wo pa gaya hai bas haasil-e-lutf-e-kainat.
Whomsoever Allah Ta'ala gave the enjoyment and the taste in the zikr of Allah, then that person has attained the ni'mats of both the worlds, the taste and enjoyment of everything, that is the hasil of everything, if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala only gives us the haqiqat. And when that name of Allah Ta'ala will embed itself in the heart, when the real haqiqat of Allah Ta'ala's name, Allah's greatness will come in the heart, then it will be extremely easy to give up all the sinful things, because now he's got the love of Allah Ta'ala in that heart. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی اے میرے داتا اے میرے مالک اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی شان تیری ہر آن نہیں ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah 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 Allah
Allah, 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 Allah.
قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیتے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
دید اے دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں دید اے دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمر نہ تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پیر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 اللہ
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے. ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, او مائی کمپیشنٹ کائنڈ لونگ کیئرنگ اللہ, forgive each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah, how Rahim you are, how Kareem you are, that in spite of our sins you are giving us so much to eat, in spite of our sins you are giving us so much to drink, such beautiful clothing to wear, you are giving us modes of transport to travel about. Oh Allah, you are blessing us with so much of your ni'mats day and night. Oh Allah, if there had been another Allah, He would have destroyed us by now. He would have destroyed us by now. Ya Allah, You are Kareem. You give even without a person deserving. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards You. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, the more ni'mats You gave to us, the more disobedient we became. Oh Allah, the more our ni'mats increased, the more disobedient we became to You. Hey, mere Allah, Teri ni'maton ki barish jitni badi, اے اللہ اتنے ہی ہماری نافرمانیاں بڑھی, لیکن میرے خدا ہم تیرے طرف رجوع کر رہے ہیں, تو ہمیں معاف فرما دے. او اللہ, you dearly love forgiveness of sins, you dearly love the forgiveness of sins of the sinners when they turn towards you. او اللہ, we are extending these begging bowls before you. You attach these begging bowls to our bodies so that we may extend them before you any part of the day or night. او اللہ, we are extending them before you and begging before you, for you become displeased if we do not beg of you. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending our begging bowls. Oh my Allah, fill our begging bowls with maghfirat. Oh my Allah, Allah hamare gunahon ko maaf kar de. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh my beloved Allah, when we were committing sins, we were looking right and left, we were looking in front of us and behind us, that nobody must be watching us. But oh Allah, we did not realize, and at that moment we forgot that You are seeing everything, You are hearing everything, You are aware of everything. You could have seized us there and then. Oh Allah, You could have caused the cinema halls to collapse over our heads. Oh Allah, You could have taken away our souls when we are committing sins. But oh my beloved Allah, how Rahim You are. Mere Allah, hamare gunahon ko maaf farma. Ay Allah, hamare aankhon ke gunah maaf farma. Forgive the sins of our eyes, oh my Allah. Such a great ni'mat You gave to us. Oh Allah, the blind cannot see the colors, oh my Allah. They cannot see the faces of their children, oh my beloved Allah. They cannot see which way they are driving or walking, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, what a great ni'mat You gave to us. Ya Allah, we have not valued and appreciated this ni'mat. Ay Allah, lekin hamare aankhon ke gunahon ko maaf farma. Forgive the sins of our ears, forgive the sins of our tongues, forgive the sins of our hands and feet, forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, forgive our wives and
and children. Forgive our brothers and sisters. Forgive our family members. Forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we know that it is because of our sins that we are suffering everywhere in the world. Ya Allah, we are being pushed from pillar to post. This ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for whom Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam shed so much of his blood and tears. Ya Allah, that ummah today, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that ummah today is in the casinos, that ummah today in the discos, that ummah today in prostitution, that ummah today in all kinds of vices and sins. Hey, very Allah, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, how much of injury and pain we are causing to him. Hey Allah, hame maaf farma de. Don't let us be the cause of misery and pain for my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hey Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam sacrificed so much for us, that even the time that he was parting from this world, Ya Allah, his concern was nothing but the ummat. Ya Allah, ummat ko to dobara nek bana de. O Allah, make the ummat one, O my beloved Allah. Unite the hearts of the entire ummat. Ya Allah, puri ummat ko to taqwa naseeb farma. Bless the entire ummat with zuhud. Bless the entire ummat with sabr and shukr. Bless the entire ummat with that noor of taqwa, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, unko ibadat ki tawfiq ata farma. Ey Allah, hum sab ko nek bana de. Ey Allah, hum sab ko salih bana de. Oh Allah, bless us all with long life. Bless us with all with long life. Bless us with good health, O my beloved Allah. We are sick and ailing, O my Allah. Ey Allah, hum bimar hai. Abhi shifa ata farma. Shifa tere qabze mein hai, mere Allah. Ya Allah, in medication and in all other things there is effect. But shifa is in your hands, O my Allah. Ya Allah, cure us from all our ailments. We are suffering from physical ailments and spiritual ailments. Ya Allah, physical ailments at the most, it will lead to death. But oh my beloved Allah, there's so much of spiritual ailments in us. Ey mere Allah, humare gunahon ko maaf farma. Cure us completely from our spiritual ailments. Clean and purify our hearts of pride. Purify our hearts of malice. Purify our hearts of greed. Purify our hearts of jealousy and envy. Purify our hearts of evil passions and desires. Ey Allah, fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Ya Allah, we would not like to entertain, and no guest would like to sleep in a room in which there are dead cats and rats and all kinds of filth, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, how would you come into our hearts when they are so dirty and filthy? But oh Allah, where else can we take our hearts? Oh Allah, there is no one else to purify us besides you. Ya Allah, we are asking you for purification of these hearts. Hey, mere Allah, hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka qulub ata farma. Hey Allah, hame musaffa, mujalla, muzakka qulub ata farma. Oh Allah, bless us with such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. Oh Allah, there is no enjoyment in being away from you. Ya Allah, we will get a life of nothing but anxieties, worries. Oh my beloved Allah, if we are going to distance ourselves from you. Ya Allah, connect us with you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so firmly and so strongly, O my Allah, that nafs and shaitan with all its pull cannot pull us away. Ey Allah, tu hame apna bana le. Make us yours, O my Allah. If you become ours, then our children will be ours. Then our buildings will be ours. Then our homes will give us comfort. Then our businesses will give us barakat. Oh Allah, our lives will be filled with sukoon and with peace and with tranquility. But if you are not ours, then having everything will still not bring us sukoon, oh my beloved Allah. Hey, mere Allah, tu hamara banja aur hame apna bana le. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, tu sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Oh Allah, if you become ours, then everything will be ours. Oh Allah, people are seeking different things from you, but we are seeking you from you. Oh Allah, because all kingdoms belong to you. Our lives are in your control. Our sight in your control. Our heart, liver and lungs in your control. Oh Allah, we do not even know what's going to happen the very next second, oh my Allah. Therefore, my Allah, we are seeking you from you. You become ours, mere Allah. Hamara vanja, mere Allah. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangta hai, ilahi main tujhse talabgar tera. Koi tujhse kuch, koi kuch mangta hai, ilahi main tujhse talabgar tera. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon. main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu koi mujhse puche main kya mangta hu main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu wo ho jaye mera main ho jaao uska yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu اے اللہ ہمارا بن جا اے اللہ ہم بہت گنہگار ہیں ہم ناپاک ہیں ہم خطاکار ہیں ہم سیاکار ہیں ہم گندے ہیں لیکن میرے اللہ تیرے بندے ہیں تجھے چھوڑ کر ہم جائے کہا وے کین وی گو اے اللہ وے کین وی گو اے اللہ دیر از نو ون فار اس بیسائڈ یو دیر از نو سپورٹ فار اس بیسائڈ یو اللہ یو آر اور خالق یو آر اور مالک اے اللہ وی آر ٹرننگ ٹوورڈز یو Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, oh Allah, remove their difficulties. Bless everybody with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, bless everybody with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Why should we even think of haram, oh my Allah, where there is no limit to your treasures, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Ya Allah, those who are suffering depression, give them joy and happiness. Oh Allah, those whose children have become a curse upon them. Ya Allah, change them and make them, oh Allah, a coolness of the eyes of the parents. Ya Allah, bless the children with hidayat. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children. Ya Allah, unite the hearts of brothers and sisters. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives. Unite the hearts of the entire ummah. Oh Allah, the whole ummah is shattered. The whole ummah is disunited. Allah, gharo mein muhabbat nahi. خاندانوں میں محبت نہیں مسلمانوں میں محبت نہیں اے اللہ دشمن ناجائز فائدہ اٹھا رہا ہے یا اللہ چونکہ ہمارے آپس میں نا اتفاقیاں بڑھ گئی ہے یا اللہ help us and assist us یا اللہ send the showers of rahmat upon us یا اللہ cause us to be drenched in the rains of rahmat یا اللہ we have no intention of returning to those sins except this توبہ of ours یا اللہ bless us with such happiness in our hearts یا اللہ bless us with such happiness in our hearts that we in your ibadat and in your zikr and in tilawat that we do not turn towards sins again اے اللہ distance us from nafs and shaitan nafs and shaitan have made us their slaves Ya Allah, take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan and make us your slaves, O my beloved Allah. O Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Do not deprive us of the ni'mats of this world and the ni'mats of the akhirah. Ay Allah, dunya aur akhirat ki har pareshaniyon se hamari hifazat farma. Qabar ke azab se hifazat farma. Akhirat ke azab se hifazat farma. Cause us to cross the pul sirat like lightning, O my Allah, and enter into Jannat. Save us from the fitnas of this world and the Akhirat, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, O my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, fitnas are pouring at present over us. Ya Allah, fitnas from our right and our left, from front of us and behind us. Ay Allah, charo taraf se fitne hi fitne mein hum gire hue hai. Ay Allah, hamari har fitne se hifazat farma. Ay Allah, give us the hearts that you give to the awliya-e-kiram. Give us the hearts that you give to your awliya-e-kiram. Ya Allah, give us the hearts that you give to the awliya-e-siddiqeen. Ya Allah, give us some taste of your marifat and yaqeen. Ay Allah, how long are you going to keep us away from that taste and enjoyment? Ya Allah, give us some taste so that we distance ourselves from sins, O my Allah. Ay mere pyare khuda, nafs and shaitan has misled us into believing that there is enjoyment in sins, but it brings nothing but misery and restlessness and worries. Ay Allah, hum sab ko afiyat nasib farma, sehat nasib farma, عزت عطا فرما اے اللہ ہمارے مال میں برکت عطا فرما ہماری دکانوں میں برکت عطا فرما ہماری جان میں برکت عطا فرما عزت میں برکت عطا فرما خاندان میں برکت عطا فرما گھروں میں برکت عطا فرما give us the himmat and the courage to fight against nafs and shaitan like lions oh my Allah and to get rid from our homes and our lives all the evil that has embedded itself اے اللہ give us the himmat oh my beloved Allah اے میرے پیارے خدا death is going to come upon us and we do not know when it is going to come Ay Allah don't let the angel of death visit us in some casino or in some disco or in some prostitute quarters oh my Allah Muslim ummah today, ay mere Allah, kitne logo ki jaan ghalat jagah par ja rahi hai. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in adultery or fornication. Don't let the angel of death find us glued to some filthy television program. Ya Allah, we do not know when our death will come. Ay Allah, give us the tawfiq to realize that we do not know when it will come, so we should not be in haram places, oh my beloved Allah. Ay mere pyare khuda, maut se pehle pehle hame sachi toba ki tawfiq ata farma. Before the coffin is put over our bodies, oh Allah, let us cover our hearts with the coffins of taqwa, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, before the bayat ghusl is given to our bodies, let us take the ghusl of tawba, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, except all the works of deen that are taking place, tabligh o da'wat ki mehnat qubool farma, masajid, madaris, khanqa, darul ulum, makatib, sab ki mehnaton ko qubool farma. Allah, haramain sharifain ki hifazat farma, masjid aqsa ki hifazat farma. Allah, fitnas are pouring into those mubarak lands. Allah, to sab ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, restore masjid aqsa into the hands of the believers, oh my Allah. Allah, to in yahudi zalim ko haath ko rok le, aur agar inke قدر میں ایمان نہیں تو ان کو عاد اور سمود کی طریقے سے برباد فرما. اے اللہ, ہم سب کو صحت عافیت سلامتی نصیب فرما. اے اللہ, رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم made so much of duas for us, so much of duas for us, especially in حجت الوداع. اے اللہ, دن رات امت کے لیے مانگتے رہے, one فکر and one concern, nothing but the امت. اے اللہ, put that same concern into our hearts. Ay Allah, hamare dilon mein bhi ummat ki fikr dal de. Aur ay Allah, hamari bhi islah farma de. Ay Allah, all the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made on that occasion, especially after kissing the Hajr Aswad, the duas that he made. Ay Allah, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam ne Hajr Aswad ko chum karke jo baga tha, Rukne Yabani ko chu karke jo baga tha, Ay Allah, میزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو باغا تھا, حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر جو باغا تھا, اے اللہ, ملتزم سے چمٹ کر کے جو باغا تھا, او اللہ, how much he begged at the ملتزم for us. His beard was wet with his tears, his ihram was wet with his tears. ہائے میرے اللہ, ان آنسوں کی ہم نے قدر نہیں کی, میرے رسول کے آنسوں کی بھی قدر نہیں کی. Mere Allah, the duas that he made behind Muqam Ibrahim, the duas that he made after drinking Zamzam, the duas that he made on Safa and Marwa, the duas that he made at Mina, and at Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib. Ay Allah, that masoom and sinless Nabi, the duas that he made for us, and the duas that he made at Muzdalifa and all other occasions. Ya Allah, bless us with all the khair that he asked. Bless us with all that goodness that he asked. Bless our parents, our children, our wives, our brothers and sisters and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect us, protect our wives and children, our parents, our brothers and sisters, our family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam ke sadqe mein hamari duao ko qubool farma. Ey mere Allah, qubool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.